Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Eye of needle, tongue of shoe. Hand of clock that points at two. This is the real thing, you know, right out of Shakespeare. Neck of bottle, tail of coat. Whiskers from the billy goat.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And thanks to the boys over at Much About Nothing Pod, we have this episode on Shock Rock. And who better to research than the unforgettable Screamin' Jay Hawkins? And this wayward genius never gained chart success, but his stage antics and unfiltered raw talent left a profound mark in music history. Born Jalacy Hawkins on July 18, 1929 in Cleveland, Ohio, Hawkins would go on to live an extraordinary life before finding his place on stage. He found his love for music shortly after being orphaned and while navigating the foster care system. Then the extraordinary Hawkins would forge a birth certificate at the age of 13 to enlist in the U.S. Army, allegedly having been on the front lines on the battlefield during World War II before anyone took notice of him. But somehow still a part of the military in 1949, Hawkins would take a shining to boxing and become a middleweight championship in Alaska. Since Hawkins would dabble in music in every stage of his life, he would ultimately use his background as a pianist, guitarist, and use his operatic voice to build the memorable Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Hawkins would eventually sign on to OK Records, then would eventually record the groundbreaking song I Put a Spell on You in November 1956. With the infectious grunting sections having been due to Hawkins' severe intoxication during the recording. With other songs such as Frenzy and There's Something Wrong With You being recorded in similar novel fashion. And as I previously mentioned, Hawkins would not chart, as angry parents and God-fearing Christians would have a field day every time he would release his music. ultimately having Hawkins banned for the radio for virtually anything he created. Fortunately, Hawkins' work would find itself abroad, and in particular, in Britain. Hawkins would also have his work revamped by Nina Simone and Alan Price. But it is Hawkins' antics on stage that would make him an unforgettable performer, as he would emerge from a coffin and would carry a flaming skull companion named Henry. And there's so much more to this man's life and career, so head on over to my new blog to read more. And with that being said, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
Thank you. I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down a pretty fortin' pine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
Taking inspiration from Screamin' Jay Hawkins, we have Screaming Lord Sutch. Although not part of the British invasion, as he wouldn't have a hit in the UK or the US, Sutch was ahead of his time and was one of the first long-haired rock and roll freaks. Sutch would develop his distinct style out of sleazy music halls, horror movies, pulp comics, and transatlantic pop. Then in 1961, Screaming Lord Sutch would be scouted by the doomed independent record producer, Joe Meek. Sutch would recall, and I quote, "I was doing the horror, screaming, and yelling. I had 18 inches of hair, and I was running in buffalo horns and in my auntie's leopard skin coat." The scout said, "You've got a different approach. You want to make a record?" So they would go on and record, even with notable musicians before they hit fame, such as Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, Ritchie Blackmore, Nicky Hopkins, and Mitch Mitchell. And Sutch's early recordings were largely focused on disembowelment, graveyards, and all things classic horror, with Meek even posing Sutch as Jack the Ripper and posing him in Whitechapel at night. But he wouldn't have any real hits come from it. By 1963, the Mercy Boom would further drown out his music, with the Mercy Boom being a movement heavily influenced by rhythm and blues and rock and roll, made popular by the Beatles, the Searchers, and other groups. But a multifaceted man, Sutch would also dabble in politics. He would go on to run for parliament a total of 39 times, with even an opposing candidate calling him a vermin from another planet. Although not winning any election, Sutch would have an impact on policy. Policies of his would actually gain widespread acceptance, such as lowering the voting age to 18. And on top of that, he would also establish his very own pirate radio in 1964. And for that, he'll forever be worshipped here at the Shack. And there's still so much more to his life and career, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy!
Tonight I was digging in the cemetery. Up jumps a man who's all black and hairy.
The monster reared his ugly
was right there behind me, wanting a feed. Then that I tripped, stumbled and fell. He screamed past me, heading for hell. I crawled through the graveyard, hands and knees. Come to the wall, I knew I was free. Free. And now that I'm safe and in the street, it's taught me a lesson about digging deep. I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Yes, I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Well, I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Yes, I'm always frightened of what I might meet.
Empty since my love is gone. Wish I could tell her I love her so. Wish I could ask her which way to go. Should I find a new love or join my true love? The sea whispers to me.
Eyes of love soon change to the eyes of hate.
Oh, lover.
Until they snap, breaks your heart, but you know you crawl right back.
So that's it for this week's spooky special episode, and I am truly grateful to be able to share music and tidbits of trivia. I personally believe it's an underrated form of intimacy, so thank you for tuning in each week. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack, and my newest addition to this project is the blog on WordPress, so head on over if you want to read a little bit more in depth on this week's topic. So till next week, I am your four-eyed host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.